Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJZV Radio. Now, more this week as we finish up the one and only, there is no other light. And I hope you did your homework and read Romans 10:17. But before I get going, I would like to retake some ground from last week and say that, now listen, I do believe that Jesus loves us. I got some emails from some folks who kind of misunderstood what I was saying last week, so I would just like to address that. Jesus said in John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Now, this love and laying down that Jesus spoke of was not a physical laying down of his life. Oh no. But it was more along the spiritual lines, because Jesus was talking about us loving, or philio, not agapeing, but philioing each other, or friendship of each other. And then in verse 14, Jesus says, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. It is no doubt the relationship with Jesus and the disciples often was greatly tested. In Matthew 17:17, Jesus was talking with the disciples when he said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Wow, bring him hither to me. In John 14:9, Jesus, talking with Philip, said, have I been so long with you, and yet thou dost not know me? Jesus was saying, if you see me, you see the Father. Then he adds to make his point, and you say, show us the Father? Wow. Well, we too often are like the disciples unless we receive a revelation from God who Jesus is by the Holy Spirit. We too will be in darkness. Amen. Okay, back to faith and seeing the light. We think we can muster up faith from out of ourselves, but we know we find out that will not work. In the 80s and the 90s, there was a big movement in Christendom to listen to the Bible on tape. Many Christians purchased the Bible on tape and put their player underneath their pillow and was fast off to sleep, thinking that while they slept, they would, you know, I don't know how, maybe through osmosis, but they would get the Word of God in their subconscious and have faith. But as they soon found out, this will not work. Paul tells us in Romans, now this is King James Version 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Wow. So today, again, Christians read the Bible, they listen to it on their phone, they listen to the Bible on DVDs and videos, and they even hear it preached on Mondays and Wednesdays, yet they have no faith. Now, I like the Greek version, and I believe the Greek version kind of explains this a lot better. The Greek version of Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing a word from God. Did you get that, my friend? Do you see the difference? Not hearing the Word of God or the Bible being preached, but hearing a word, a spoken word from God. Wow. Now, that ought to change everything that you think about faith. My friend, when we hear a word from God, when He speaks to us and we hear Him, and the hearing is all of the faith that we will need. Again, faith comes by hearing, not by working or doing. Faith cometh by hearing. Not only faith, though, but when we hear God speak to us, we will receive everything from God to do that which He wants us to do. Now listen closely. Faith comes to be in us through God's revelation and our openness to the hearing. Wow. So we cannot store it up. We cannot work it up. We cannot do any of that stuff. Oh no. So this means that God must show us the truth about ourselves and the one and only, there is none other, truth about Jesus Christ. He must show us the truth. Full stop, period. There is no question about it, my friend. We must hear and we must embrace that truth. In John 18 and 12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light," notice, "the light of life." John also said of Jesus in John 1 and 4, "In him," that would be Christ, "was life, and that life was the light of men." We will note that the life and the light are inseparable. Let me say that again. Let us note that the life and the light are inseparable. Why, sure. That is because they are not things, the life and light, but a person, Jesus Christ. The life of Jesus Christ carries all of the life and light that we will ever need. Let me say that again. The life of Jesus Christ carries all of the light and life that we will ever need. Now once we realize this, it explains a great number of things. Things like, for one who is saved, how do we come to know Jesus Christ? And how do I come to have more light? Well, guess what, my friend? The light is in the life, in him, in Christ. The light is in the light, in him, and in Christ. Thus, it is only as there is an increase of the life of Christ in us that there is an increase of light and truth in us. Wow. Practically speaking, if I lose my life into his hands, I will find a greater increase of his life, and the light will come along with him. Wow. Did you get that, my friend? This is very, very important. The more I lose my life into God's hands, the greater life and light and truth I will have. To be honest, we usually do not think of the light emerging from being crucified with Christ, but the light is in the life. Wow, the light of God is in the life of Christ, because he is the light of truth. Wow, boy, do we have to get this deep down in our spirit. If we do not, we do not understand salvation, my friend. It is all about coming into a greater understanding of who Jesus Christ is. Let me say that again. It is all about coming into a greater understanding of Jesus Christ. My friend, it is not possible to know God. Let me say this again. It is not possible to know God, the Father, unless we truly grasp God, what he is doing, apart from knowing the person of Jesus Christ. So we must know the person of Jesus Christ so that we can understand what God is doing. Jesus says, "You see me, you see the Father." Now, we can use our brain power and kind of sort things out, but that is not the same as knowing, as defined by the Bible. In the Bible, knowing is almost always defined as seeing or understanding, spiritually seeing or spiritually understanding all things through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is one thing to be blind and another thing not to know that you are blind. And not knowing that you do not know or even care to know the truth, then, is total deception. That is where many Christians today are in the church. They do not know things of God, and they do not care to know those things of God, as long as they can satisfy their religious obligations through idol worship and traditions and of men in the church, or working their way to heaven by fulfilling all of the do's and the do nots of the church. So they do not care that they do not know. I hope you can see this, my friend. If not, guess what? Well, that's right. You do not know. Now, the question is, do you care that you do not know? But once God speaks light, he speaks Christ to us. Let me say that again. Once God speaks light, he speaks Christ to us. Then at first we might continue to be relatively blind, but there will come a day when we have enough light to know that we are blind. Ironically, but true. And stranger, now knowing that we are blind actually is seeing. My friend, this is enough for us to cry out to God that we may see Him, see Him the more. Amen. Next week, we will start another one of the series, the one and only. There is none other series on Jesus Christ as being the vine. Wow. He is the vine. We are the branches. God bless. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. God bless. Amen.